Kathy Ametta. I live on 20 New Hampshire Drive in Bridgeview. My backyard is facing Black Rock, and right now it sounds like a freeway. And my concern is, in Hartford Square, there is a trailer tractor parking, and they hold about 70 trailer trucks. And for them to get to their destination, they usually... For their destination, they have to use Route 72, east and westbound, and they get on Corbin's Avenue into Black Rock. In the midst of them driving there, they use their brake engine, and it makes a lot of noise, and it goes for 24/7, and it goes in all kinds of hours and wakes us all up. I'm requesting to see if we could put a noise, it's a very noise and disturbance. And I think in your agenda tonight, there might be a petition that Suzanne Polinsky might be helping me to put this together. Just like put a sign up like no engine brakes like they do on the other, Plainville, which would be very helpful. Okay, that's all, thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is Virginia Brown.
Good evening, council members. My name is Virginia Brown, and I live at 52 Green Street. I'm here tonight to bring your attention to New Britain Youth Soccer League. I have been involved with New Britain Youth Soccer League for 6-plus years, and I have served as a coach, commissioner, and board member. I myself have played all my life and have a passion for the sport. Throughout my years involved with New Britain Youth Soccer League, I have seen many parents and players grow a love and passion for the sport as well. I am here tonight to request your financial support for New Britain Youth Soccer League. We are continuing to increase our membership and could really use more fields, updates to our current fields, and lights. We continually find ourselves in a situation where we have to cancel or postpone games and practices due to the poor drainage that we currently have on our fields. We also have been playing against other towns and find ourselves struggling with our schedules because we just don't have enough fields. This is a positive step in the right direction for our children here in New Britain and to make our high school teams stronger. And I encourage you tonight to take that step and support New Britain Youth Soccer League. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is John Morrell.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is John Morrell. I'm a resident of New Britain. I'm also the boys' director.
Your address, please.
Oh, 226 Grove Street, Britain, Connecticut, 06053. I'm the boys' director for Foundation Soccer Club, which is part of the MBSL. My biggest concern and question is we bring in a lot of teams from other states, like, for example, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, and also local teams from Connecticut. And is accessibility to the field, is particularly Veterans Stadium. We play a lot of our games at Willowbrook, and when we experience a little bit of rain, the fields are not in playable condition. And one of the biggest questions asked of me, which I have no control over, is the coaches on the other teams will also, you know, will mention, listen, I'm driving by this beautiful field that's fenced in over here that nobody's playing on, and you're canceling our games, and we're traveling from all over the state. You know, can you give me a reason? And of course, I have no way of, you know, answering that. So again, also accessibility to having some lights would be nice. My children grew up playing soccer in New Britain, gone through the travel program. We had an opportunity to bring Premier Soccer to New Britain, which we did about 3 years ago. And you know, the program has well over 600 children. And it's just increasingly getting more and more frustrating when we're dealing with scheduling and these kind of things to just be able to find the time. And then we have to, you know, reschedule the games. It's just a big headache all the way around. So again, my concern is, I think, you know, when I drive by, whether it's for practices or games, and Veterans Stadium is sitting there idle,
as a taxpayer for the city of New Britain, I'm questioning how we're, how we're running this particular facility. It's a turf field. I know in the past there was grass, so I can understand it, ruining it, and, with a lot of use over time for the football, for other groups, other sports, other sports that play there. But again, my biggest concern is it's sitting there idle, and we would love to see if we can possibly get some more time on that field. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The next person we have up to speak is Diane Kano.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Diana Kano, president of the New Britain Youth Soccer League.
And your address, please.
346 Eddie Glover Boulevard.
Thank you.
The reason I'm here is, as you've heard a couple of our people, we're growing big time. And unfortunately, right now, we're at a standstill. There's no fields for us to have practices. For our games, we have a couple of fields that if they do not meet the criteria of the referee and CJSA, we cannot play. That penalizes us and the club, the players. As Morel said, we have teams coming from different states, and there's nothing we can do, and they have to go away because we can't even access a decent field to play a game. I am here asking for your help. All our residents here pay their taxes. They're part of our community. They give back. We have over 57 volunteers in certain divisions, so they're working for New Britain. They're working for our children. This is our future. If we can't provide a decent place where they can play a sport, what am I to do? What is our organization to do? Right now, we're at a standstill. We cannot grow anymore. I have kids at Stanley Quarter, and I invite you to come and visit us after 5:30, and you can see what I'm talking about. I have over 150 kids on one field alone on any given day. There's not enough space. We need your help. That's all I can say right now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
The next person that we have up to speak is Don Crockett.
Don Crockett, 195 Hartford Road. I'm here to talk about A.W. Stanley Park, the handout that's coming around. First page is actually a photo of a certificate that's in the Parks and Recs office, and it's designating the trail in the park as a Millennium Trail. It's signed by Hillary Rodden Clinton, and it says, in recognition of the efforts to bring the community together to honor the past, imagine the future by developing a trail that connects people to their land, their history, and their culture. And I bring that up relative to Go Ape and the situation with the spillway where their zip line landings are now blocking both sides of the lower spillway. The nature trail stop four is called American Elm and Spillway. And it has a sentence in there, you can get a better view of the field stone that lines the spillway from its base, near where it enters the pond. And I would say that although Go Ape may be imagining the future, it is in no way honoring the past. The next page shows depiction of what the co-owner of Go Ape assured us was going to be the case when I was concerned that both sides of the spillway were going to be blocked by his Go Ape's zipline landings. To the left, it shows a square where the fenced area is, and that's fairly accurate. But on the right side, there's a squiggly line where the Chris Swallow indicated that the public would have continued access to the Scotch Pine and Bench, a very popular fishing spot in the park. And he depicts the fenced-in area for the second zip line landing. But that is not at all accurate. If you look at the bottom, the fenced-in area goes the entire diagonal of that corner, up until about maybe 10 feet from the bridge. And you can see in the upper right-hand corner that I'm standing in an area that's very treacherous. It's loose dirt. There's erosion problem. You can see burlap there. But it's in no way adequate public access to that corner, which, again, GoApe assured us that the public would have access to that corner in their presentation to the Parks and Rec Commission, which was when they got approval of their design. And I show a couple options that are still available. A stairway could be built so people can get down there. A footbridge could be placed over the top of the over the zip line because it's not that tall at that point. And I think GoApe owes us this because they promised us that we would have access there. On the next page, I have a petition, and this is, I've been focusing on getting New Britain resident signatures and people inside the park or within a half mile of the park. And I've gotten 160 signatures to date. And that basically asks the city to find an alternative to GoApe blocking access to the spillway at A.W. Stanley Park. I show on the next page that there are families that are using this corner. You know, this is four different days, four different sets of families, young children that are using it. Last page shows the fact that there's rogue apes, and so I'd hope that the city would consider making sure that the safety plan of GoApe is scrutinized carefully, because we don't want an accident to happen, even if our insurance covers us. And so I leave with one question. Will the city ask GoApe to offer safe access to the northeast corner of the spillway for fishing and other public access? Thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is Brian Keith Albert.
Good evening, Council. And I must admit, my name is Brian Keith Albert. My address is 227 Jubilee Street. And this is really ironic for me because I came here literally to thank you for the fixing up of Chesley Park. And ironically, I say that after hearing the people speak from the soccer team, league, we went through the same problems for 4 years. And I had no clue you folks were speaking tonight. But obviously, I was supposed to show up and share this information. As I said, my first concern is to say thank you to all of you, because we worked on this with the city, with the mayor, for 4 years, and it has come to fruition. And as a result, we will have more teams being involved in our league. We now have lights. They're putting in so that there's flood control, so that you could actually play there without having any safety concerns. We've had people actually twist their ankles where they had to put a cast on due to the uneven field. So your concerns are recognized. We need to, as a community, realize that our main concern is the youth. Whatever we could do to keep the youth occupied and directing them in a positive way, we need to exhaust all opportunities. This is another example with this youth soccer league that if we step up as a community once again, our kids will have an opportunity not only to participate in sports, but I guarantee you with all of these sports, in order to participate, you have to be doing well in school. That's the bottom line. I said it before, I'll say it again, and you all of you folks know this. So you may want to give, in addition to me again saying thank you for helping the New Britain Junior Hurricanes, providing us with money to operate. Also, thank you for supporting PAL. Thank you for supporting all the young organizations. And I know you have very little money to do so, but thank you. Because you will hear people come back 10, 15, 20 years from now. And I used to play basketball for Mr. Brooks back in 1965. And because of things he made happen back then, we are able to be successful today. Everything I'm telling you people is connected. You know this. Give the special attention to the soccer league that they need. I'm telling you right now, we won't be able to play any games at home until October. That happens to coincide with when the field's projected to be completed. But before then, we had teams who refused to come down and play us. They didn't even have bleachers on their side. And in order to get to their side, they had to walk through like a miniature swamp. No exaggeration. Now, some of you have been down there, you know what the deal is. The baseball, and it's more than football. There's baseball leagues in there. There's a frisbee league, and that they were all operating on this poorly set field. So
I thank you again for what you've done for the New Britain Junior Hurricanes and just extend it to the New Britain Soccer League. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person that we have up, Sienna Rodriguez. Did I say your first name right?
Sienna Rodriguez, 11 Dudley Street. I would like to first thank the New Britain City Council for giving me the opportunity to speak on behalf of the New Britain Youth Soccer League. My name is Sienna Rodriguez, and I am current resident of New Britain, attending New Britain High School and maintaining first honors. I have been part of the New Britain Youth Soccer League for 5 years, playing and coaching. I currently volunteer as a little kicker coach with a limited time being on USA Taekwondo national team and training every day after every practice that I instruct. Coaching for the New Britain Youth Soccer League is a choice that I have made for the reason of giving back. In my years playing for this league, the coaches and administrators have helped me develop leadership, discipline, teamwork, and perseverance. This organization has done nothing but good for our community. It gives kids that may come from a not so financially stable background to have a chance to do more than to become a statistic from New Britain. It all starts with you, the New Britain City Council, to help the New Britain Youth Soccer League to grow the seed of the future New Britain citizens and future leaders of the city of New Britain. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. The next person that we have up to speak is Pablo Rodriguez.
That's my daughter, so she's being a little moderate. Excuse me. I would like to thank everyone for giving us the opportunity to speak on the behalf of the New Britain Youth Soccer League. My name is Pablo Rodriguez. I'm from 11 Dudley Street, New Britain, Connecticut. Sorry about that. She is on the U.S. national team, and I have had the opportunity to coach and also be part of her life and part of the New Britain Youth Soccer League children as well for the last, since 2011. I've had the pleasure to coach some of your kids that are part of this council as well. And one of the things that I want to address today, hopefully you guys can take this challenge, like I took this challenge when we first started our venture back in 2005 with Sienna, is New Britain has a serious bad image problem. And not just talking about today that we made the news for the wrong reasons, but also I challenge everyone to go online. And, you know, when we left, she only represents the United States, Connecticut, and the city of New Britain. But when we are internationally, people ask us about New Britain. Where is New Britain? Where's Connecticut? And I challenge everyone to go online and Google the city of New Britain and see what it is that we have here. And if you look at the videos, everything is a negative. And the only thing positive that I see coming out is organizations like this with the youth sports and the kids not being a statistic. Where we have 258 registered sex offenders as part of our cliche here at the city of New Britain, we don't want to be just known for the negativity. We want to have some positives come out of it. And one of the things that, yes, you guys hear all the complaints, all the issues, and the dilemmas that we have. But again, at the end of the day, it's about the kids. It's about our future. As you know, we're losing our young people. The average age, everyone's over the age of 30. We're not retaining them. Why? Because they don't want to live here anymore. My two daughters, we were born here. I was educated here. And basically, I've come back here. And this is the first time that I'm actually addressing the council. But one thing that I want to make sure that you guys understand, as the New Britain Youth Soccer League, giving back, like I said, the children will respond to strong leadership, and it starts with you. We've had issues in the past with the field, yes. We've had issues with the game times and the play, even the porta potties, you know. But again, these are things that we can correct, but we do need the support of the city to support our kids. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We don't have anyone else signed up to speak. Before I close public participation, is there anyone else that would like to come up to speak?
Good My name is Joel Gigenti, 67 Martin Luther King Drive. I'm housing chairman for the NRZ, and I'm also on the board for the Willow Street Park. I want to invite the soccer team down to Willow Street Park. We have a field down there that is not being used. I used to play with the Connecticut Whoops when they were here at Royal Brook Park. I know soccer. I used to be their driver and equipment manager down there. And we lost contact with everybody when the house was on West Main Street. And we lost contact with all our soccer players. We have a field down there. And when it rains and stuff like that, the field is good to play on. I don't know what's wrong with the referee. We do play in the rain, but maybe because they're kids, they don't want to play in the rain. But I want to have them come down to an NRZ meeting, which will be the last Monday of the month. I will give them my name and everything. They could call me. Where are we going to have the meeting? They could come down and see the park. Or they could call Shirley Brack. She's our representative, too. And we could get the soccer team down. It's not being used. It's a regulation field. It's bigger than what we need. And once in a while, PAL comes down, it's not. We have to take that park, and we have to man it with baseball players, soccer, football. And then you're going to see everything go downhill. All the crime is going to get out of that Oak Street neighborhood, because when you're there, they're not going to be there. So for the soccer team, Shirley Brack, I'll be over at the door. I'll give you my name and number, and we'll get a hold of you. Come to NRZ and Wall Street Park, and we will help you get the soccer at our field. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Is there anyone else that would like to address the council this evening?
Good evening. My name is Mara Clegg from 112 Roosevelt.
What is your first name?
Mara, M-A-U-R-A.
And your last name?
Clegg, C-L-E-G-G.
And your address?
112 Roosevelt Street. And I am the vice president and co-registrar for New Britain Youth Soccer League. And tonight I would just like to request that you guys assist us by helping us get turf fields so our kids can be competitive with other towns. We have over 350 kids enrolled this season in soccer, and there are nights like tonight where we're jammed on our fields. And if we had more room, more fields available to us, fields that were well-maintained with turf, where kids aren't going to be in puddles. There are times where we're in puddles at Stanley. There are times we're in puddles at Willowbrook. It's a safety issue. It becomes that for our kids. We don't want anyone getting hurt. So we would like your help in getting some turf, some lights. Our kids love it when they play against Berlin because there are lights at Sage Park and it's an amazing experience for them. And we would like to be able to bring other towns in and let them have that experience with us. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Maura. And for the last time, is there anyone else that would like to address the council?
Hi, my name is Tracy Pinnock, 69 Southborough Street.
Tracy, what's your last name?
Pinnock.
Mm-hmm.
69 Southborough Street, New Britain. I'm the commissioner for 12 teams for U10 boys, U10 girls, U14 boys, and U14 girls. I've been a part of New Britain Soccer League since my oldest son's been playing soccer. I have two other kids that are currently playing soccer right now. What we're asking for is to fix the fields. Willowbrook Park, when it rains, we have puddles. We have to move the kids over to the B field, which we have to bring the goals in. The kids also goes to Berlin and play night game. We're asking for lights so the kids can play night games at home, which will bring other towns in. We're also asking just to make sure everything is fixed for our fields. We're also asking if we can have other fields so the kids can play. Right now on Tuesday nights, we have two boys team, two girls team, plus four girls team playing on one field. We have to split the field. Wednesday night, we have Little Kickers, Mighty Kickers, U8, and U10 boys all playing on the field. We have to split the field. We're also asking for more fields so our kids can practice so everyone's not jam-packed on these fields. So 4 days out of the week, we have jam-packed fields. Thank you.
Thank you. We want to thank everyone that came out to speak to the council this evening. We're going to close public participation. The time is 7:28. Are there any council members that would like to address? Oh, did I miss something? Oh, I do. Okay. I called it three times, but so there are no more speakers. Okay, thank you. Council meeting will start shortly.
Can I respond?
Yes, yes.